Lac La Biche. On August 16, 2000, residents of the Yellowknife area were ordered to evacuate their homes due to nearby wildfires. Recently, this evacuation order was lifted, and those who were forced to leave their homes are slated to start making their way home before September 13. According to John H. Cocotillo, manager of Protective Services and Emergency Management and Regional Fire Chief for Lac La Biche County, while the county originally expected and was set up to take care of 300 evacuees from the Northwest Territories, the total number was 124. This past week, some of those evacuees who have been living in Lac La Biche County since mid-August began the process of returning home. "We are now working on the re-entry phase for the NWT evacuees," Cocotillo said. "Currently, we have 80 people who are still registered with us occupying 31 rooms both at the Parkland I and Parkland II. There are also 8 families camping at South Buck Lake." Cocotillo continued by saying that while Yellowknife evacuees are free to return home, the 45 residents from the South Slave region, namely featuring Smith, Hay River, Enterprise, and other communities, are still under an evacuation order and have been allowed to remain at their respective reception centers until September 22. According to Cocotillo, while the transition to living in Lac La Biche County wasn't easy for many of the evacuees, Emergency Social Service, S, staff made the process go as smoothly as possible. "They have been very thankful, as we have tried to make Lac La Biche as comfortable a place to be during their stressful event," he explained. "Our S staff has done an amazing job and over the past few weeks has developed an unforgettable bond with the evacuees. Various supports were put into place to assist the evacuees during their time in Lac La Biche, including a meal, voucher system, home care, bus transportation, a laundry service, mental health services, as well as indigenous cultural connections. We set up programs for children such as craft packages, pet services, and a toy lending library," Cocotillo stated. "There were also outside support donations coordinated by Ms. S. Benson." During their time in Lac La Biche County, the evacuees were given plenty of opportunities to visit provincial parks and take in local events. "We provided the evacuees with copies of our Lac La Biche County Activities Guide along with other information so that they can see the beauty of our county," he said. "They also took in a teen camp and a year-end party, drive-in movies, high-low harvest days, and were given complimentary passes to the Bold Center."